Welcome to the Survive to Thrive Radio Network at www.survive2thrive.net. Times are getting tough for most of us, and being prepared has never been more important. All of our hosts strive to keep you well informed so that you can achieve optimum health in all areas of your life. If you feel that the shows and website are informative, please share this information with your friends and family. If you would like to see certain topics covered, please let us know. Join us on Facebook to help spread the word. You can find the link at the bottom right of the Survive to Thrive homepage. EnerHealth Botanicals is the sole sponsor for this network, providing you not only with important information, but also with highly effective products that produce real results, such as EnerFood, coconut milk powder, liver cleanse, Coco Mojo, Silymarin, NutriCafe, and introducing the new 40-day, 40-night organic preparedness pail. A preparedness supply unlike any other on the market today. Supporting EnerHealth supports both this network and your own health. Without good health, we go nowhere. Go to survivetothrive.net and click on the EnerHealth banner on the top right for automatic discounts, or call them at 866-762-9238. That's 866-762-9238. You can also go to their website at www.enerfood.com. That's E-N-E-R-F like Frank, O-O-D like dog.com. Enerfood.com. A big thank you to all of our listeners already taking the products that EnerHealth offers. We truly appreciate it. We thank you for your support and encourage you to listen often to stay informed during these crucial times.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It's Hawk coming to you live. 1-18-2019 live Friday night show as the snow rolls from the big Sierra Madre East. Okay? From the high Sierras East. And I'll tell you what, I think about old Crazy Horse out there somewhere. I don't know if he's going to get dumped on or not, but it doesn't look like I'm going to get as much as I got before in terms of snow. But then again, these old weathermen just don't know how to call it when the weather warfare is on, do they? Because this is none of it. None of it except for the deep polar air coming in, Arctic air coming down. That reminds me of like the year 1976-77, when the Russian woodpecker signal, the column of frequency, radio frequency, that made the sound of a woodpecker pecking, you know, on the side of a house or something. That woodpecker was used to steer the then fairly normal jet stream and to bring all the Arctic air down in. And I remember in 76, I think, or 77, I believe it was 76. Well, it may have been both years. But I remember snow in Illinois up like along the side of the road up 10 feet high. And out in front of the house and everything 6-8 feet high and all of that. And then I also recall that it was like getting down into like the 15-20 below zero actual temperature, and there were 70-80-90 degree below zero chill factors. And I remember the Russians did that to us back then, you see. Now are they also popping some tectonic stuff off? Or is that the Luciferians, the fallen angels that are sitting, perhaps turning on the ancient machinery in Antarctica deep down under the ice? Under the ice. Revelation chapter 12. And there appeared a great wonder in heaven, a woman clothed with the sun and the moon under her feet, and upon her head a crown of 12 stars. And she, being with child, cried, travailing in birth and pain to be delivered. And there appeared another wonder in heaven, and behold, a great red dragon, having 7 heads and 10 horns, and 7 crowns upon his heads, and his tail drew the third part of the stars of heaven and did cast them to the earth. And the dragon stood before the woman, which was ready to be delivered, for to devour her child as soon as it was born. And she brought forth the man-child, who was to rule all nations, with a rod of iron, and her child was caught up unto God and to his throne. And the woman fled into the wilderness, where she had the place prepared of God, that she should feed her there 1,260 days. And there was a war in heaven. And Michael and his angels fought against the dragon, and the dragon fought and his angels, and prevailed not, neither was their place found any more in heaven. And the great dragon was cast out, that old serpent called the devil and Satan, which deceiveth the whole world. He was cast out into the earth, and his angels were cast out with him. And I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, Now is come salvation and strength and the kingdom of our God and the power of his Christ. For the accuser of our brethren is cast down, which accused them before our God day and night. And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony, and they loved not their lives unto the death. Therefore rejoice, ye heavens, and ye that dwell in them. Woe to the inhabitants of the earth and of the sea, for the devil has come down unto you, having great wrath, because he knoweth that he hath but a short time. And when the dragon saw that he was cast into the earth, then he persecuted the woman which brought forth the man-child. And to the woman were given 2 wings of a great eagle, that she might fly into the wilderness and to her place, where she is nourished for a time and times and a half a time from the face of the serpent. And the serpent cast out of his mouth water as a flood after the woman, that he might cause her to be carried away of the flood. And the earth helped the woman, and the earth opened her mouth and swallowed up the flood which the dragon cast out of his mouth. And the dragon was wroth with the woman and went to make war with the remnant of her seed, which keep the commandments of God and have the testimony of Jesus Christ. You see, the devil's getting ready to, well, he's already in the war against you. He's already fighting you. And I'm going to tell you what is it that the devil and his crew like? What does Lucifer like, you see? Chaos, total chaos, and blood sacrifice, and wars, and all of these different things. I told you last night again what Lord Jesus told us was coming. And I'm going to tell you what, the Lord, our Father in heaven, allows the devil this short time to do his work, you see. And then that gives freedom of choice to you out there, and you over there, and you. I see you out there. I see you over there. I see you over here. It gives you freedom of choice to choose what you're going to do. Are you going to follow the Lord Jesus? Or are you going to try to step tiptoe through the tulips and walk between the raindrops and be lukewarm, you see? Or are you going to go with Lucy himself and go with the Lucifer? Now, many people already decided. But you see, what's getting ready to happen on this planet is going to be wild. Going to be wild. Now, let me give a couple things here that I just wanted to talk to you about. This is a warning, and it's a real warning based on something that happened, this past weekend in the west side of Jacksonville, Florida. And there's a young woman was there, and she went, she's related to somebody I know who's telling me the story, and she went shopping at a grocery store, And she was modestly dressed. It wasn't Provocative City or, you know, the bikini or none of that stuff. She was just going to the grocery store to get food and to bring it back home so they could all cook it and whatever. So she's in this grocery store in west side of Jacksonville, and two Mexican men, one heavily tattooed with the cartel-looking designs, came up and said, "You're going to buy me the soda because I'm taking you home." And she refused and said, "Get away from me." And she yells at him, whereupon he went down the aisle and circled back around behind her. And then he grabbed the cart with both hands, pinning her between him and the cart. She's in a grocery store. She screamed, and then the manager came, but he took one look, and he went back to the office, okay? Because he's a chicken, you know what? And she's screaming. The man broke away, but then he called his partner, talking loudly, on a cell phone. And he was talking about this Una Nina, this little one, you see. He's having trouble with yelling and screaming at him. So he continued to stalk around the store, and soon another similar man came in and followed around the store too. They wanted her to run for her car, you see, because they had a white van with no windows outside. She called 911 and said loudly, "The cops are coming." They drove off just before the police arrived. And then her husband came shortly after that, loaded for bear. The police told her that she had filled in the missing piece to a case they were working on. I guess 3, 4, 5 days ago, these two kidnapped a young female in Miami, and she was never seen of again. They were sex trafficking girls and operating across Texas, Florida, and other southern states, Miami, Jacksonville, and the cops said that they were Mexicans, and now that they had them on camera stalking this girl that we're talking about. She's a strong Christian, and thanks God for protecting her and having her know not to go outside. They were trying to force her to run outside, and then all the boys in the back of the van grab her, see? Throw her in there and they peel out. They were illegal alien Mexicans. And I'm going to tell you what, this kind of stuff is also going on. You hear it going on with the Muslims over in Europe. But I'm going to say it one more time. If you're a woman out there, and if you do not have a firearm or concealed carry permit, or even if there isn't one in your state, I'm telling you, it's still probably worth it to have a concealed carry, small automatic, like maybe a Ruger LCP2 or one of the other small Rugers that are very, very small, like this one I'm looking at right here, a Ruger LCP2. It's got 6 shots, and it's a .380 Colt caliber. It's a 380. Now, that's not the biggest firepower and all of that kind of stuff. But you can keep this in a purse, or you can keep it in a small little holster and keep it in your pocket of your jeans or whatever, and you can pull it. Because I'm going to tell you what, you're better off to be carried. You're better off to be judged by 12 than carried by 6. And long before, well, people should think, long before there was concealed carry, many people concealed carry anyway, you see. Just in case there was a Lucy's chance that somebody might come to get you, you know. And then I'm going to tell you what. It don't make any difference. Self-defense is self-defense, and that's the way it is. Now, you might think, oh, well, I'll carry one of those pepper sprays. Some of these guys that would grab you would eat that pepper spray and spray it on their own tongue, okay? That's like a little hot sauce to them. You know what I'm saying? You say, oh, well, I have a buzzer that makes a loud noise. That's okay. But this woman was inside, this girl was inside a grocery store with people buying stuff, and she's going down the aisle, and she's screaming. The manager comes out of the thing, takes one look at the deal, goes back up into the office and don't even look at him. So the girl called 911 eventually because the guy did break away from her after she started screaming and the manager came. But had she not have called 911, and when they heard the cops coming, they took off and peeled out, then she would have been in deep doo-doo, in deep trouble, let me tell you. So if you're out there and you don't have a firearm, you know, for your purse or in the pocket of your jeans, ladies, then by golly, get you one. And take a lesson or two, if you can't afford it, to have it done by somebody at a gun store or a shooting range where you can properly be trained, then find somebody out there in your family or your neighbor who shoots firearms who can show you the ropes and show you how to safely load the gun, shoot the gun, clean the gun, and what have you, and how to keep it out of the way and how to, you know, carry it without being discovered, and also how to pull it out when need be to defend yourself against the goofballs and the evil people. That Kloss girl recently who was taken up there in Wisconsin or whatever. That guy just saw her once or twice, I guess. And knew he's going to take her. Well, I'm telling you, that's part of the black awakening of Lucifer's demons and all of his evil and all the people. Now, I got to also tonight, I got a few prayers to have you share with me and pray if you would. And I'm just going to say to you, this is, let me take a look at this real quick. I'm going to not give all the names out and all the stuff, but let's say this. Okay, Lord Jesus, Lord, I pray that you would go right now to Pastor McCoy and his lovely wife, who is also a pastor, who need healing. We need supernatural healing, but Lord, let's give them miracle, medical miracles, because healing takes time. Lord, I believe the wife, Pastor McCoy, his wife, who's also a pastor, I believe that she needs a medical miracle from internal bleeding and different items. And that they also need financial miracle, Lord. They need good financial miracles and a good place to live. Lord Jesus, would you go to Pastor McCoy and his wife, who's also a pastor, on your behalf, and would you touch them right now, Lord Jesus? Will you give them the medical miracles and the financial miracles in your name, Lord Jesus, I pray. And also, Lord Jesus, Sister Cheryl in Arkansas, Lord, I pray that you've done before with Sister Cheryl. Go to her and give her the medical miracle she needs today. Lord, remove the cancer from her body. And Sister Linda in the Indianapolis and Indiana area, in the suburban area, Lord Jesus, would you go to her and remove the cancer in a medical miracle today? Oh, Lord Jesus, in your name we pray. And Lord, we know that the Lucifer and his minions are going to come for us, and they're already starting to come, and you've told us true in Matthew 24 and Luke 21, and you told us in Luke 25 how to prepare. But you have to be smart people, and when you get the parable, you have to extrapolate upon it and also include some other items. Because here's the deal. Here is the deal. While at the same time, you've got somebody like Chapo Guzman, and you remember when Old Hawk years ago was telling you about Chapo, and the reason that Poppy Bush and all those guys like Chapo Guzman was because he would pay the juice all the way up the line, pay the bribes all the way up the line on either side of the border, and he would spread the money out and send it on up into the, allegedly up on into the Justice Department of the United States and on up into the presidency of certain areas, you see, and on up into the DEA and all the different places and law enforcement agencies. And you know what? Here he is in the trial in Chicago, and you know they always go to Chicago because sometimes they'll have a tripartite judge up there. But also they get to control the Chicago judges because allegedly old Sherman Skolnick used to tell me that the judges in Chicago have to pay for their jobs, you see, whether they be federal, state, local, muni, whatever. They got to pay a certain amount up front to get their jobs. And here's the deal. Former Mexican President Peña Nieto allegedly asked Chapo Guzman for $250 million in exchange for calling off a nationwide manhunt for him. Now, this is according to Alex Cifuentes Villa, a Colombian drug lord who worked closely with the Guzman from 2007 to 2013. Now, you know, this movie series, what is it, with Benicio del Toro, right? That features a guy who's a Colombian, you see, who now works with the CIA and, you know, as DOD advisors, let's say. Sicario. Sicario 1, Sicario 2. So maybe this Alex Cienfuentes Villa, the Colombian drug lord, maybe he is the Sicario, you see. But Mr. Guzman did not pay the $250 million, but he cut the deal and made the deal with Chapo, and he called off the search for him for only $100 million, okay? Now, going back in the days, I remember when you had Salinas de Gortari and his brother, who were partners allegedly with Poppy Bush and others in the valley, you see. But before them, there was a guy named Lopez Portillo. You go way back. And Lopez Portillo was El Presidente de Mexico. And Lopez Portillo, as far as I recall, he retired to España con $20 billion, okay? And you don't think he took a few bribes here and there? But I'm going to tell you what, $100 million, no big shakes, you know? No big shakes for Mr. Chapo. And he was allowed to operate, you see. And all of that stuff. And then you go back into Terry Reid in the book Compromised. And he's over there in Mexico. And he's watching them, the CIA, move cocaine. But they're moving it through his business area there. and he spots it in his warehouse, and it's the stuff that belongs allegedly to Poppy Bush and to the, you know, CIA boys, and who was working on that with him was who? According to Terry Reed, it was Max Gomez, otherwise known as, or also known as, Felix Rodriguez. Now, Felix Rodriguez was the guy that kept Che Guevara's manos, kept his hands, which were chopped off, and he kept them in a, like a shoebox or in a showcase little box at his, in his home. Because Felix Rodriguez was the guy that went to Colombia and for the CIA and all that, killed old Che Guevara. So you see, it's been going on a long time, and you go over to Kunsa and all these people, and it's the CIA, Poppy Bush, allegedly operations manager of Dope Incorporated for the Committee of 300 directors, allegedly the British East India Stock Company, one of the first corporations on the planet, or corporate type entities. And they controlled the opium back then, and the hemp, and all of the items, you see. And they still do. So I'm going to tell you, we got a $100 million bribe to allegedly to, from Chapo to, Peña Nieto. He's, and meanwhile on this planet, global debt surpasses $244 trillion and nearly half the world lives on less than $5.50 per day. Actually, according to the World Bank, over 1.9 billion people, or 26.2% of the world's population, were living on less than $3.20 per day in the year 2015. Close to 46% of the world's population was living on less than $5.50 per day. Do you think that almost all of them would like to come to America pronto quick and come across the border? I think so. But I'm going to tell you what. Ocasio-Cortez, she wants to take 70% of your income. Because you think, well, I'm not rich. She's talking about rich people. Oh, do you... You know, most of the people in this country make less than $40,000 a year, you see. And with families, most people in that, basically, in that group, are not paying much tax at all, if at any. So you've got the middle class, which is really not what I call the middle class anymore. Because I'll tell you, let me just give you another example. My old man, and I think in 68, and this is pretty accurate, but it's not going to be exact because I don't have the sheet with me. But he made about $20,000 a year, which was pretty good. And he was a manager type of a retail facility. But when I grew up, we were just middle class. We weren't rich. We weren't poor. We weren't what you called, they called working class in those days. But I also remember that in 68, I worked for the minimum wage, which was $1.60 per hour. And on that $1.60 per hour, I actually had some money, you know, and all of that. And it was really not that bad. And You could potentially, if you had two people making that, you could potentially... live on it for a while in a small apartment. I'll be back because I'm going to tell you more about this.
Hello there, and welcome to the bottom of the hour. This is Darren Craddock for Inner Health Botanicals, sole sponsor of the Survive to Thrive radio network, bringing you The Hawk on Thursdays and Fridays, Nurse Amy and Dr. Bones on Tuesdays, and myself with Total Health Freedom on Mondays and Wednesdays. We are all here to keep you informed and tell you more about how to stay healthy and aware. We talk on staying well naturally, being prepared, growing your own, and more. With the right tools, foods, and information, we give you the kind of truth that will set you free. Please support our network.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. This is Hawk on Survive2Thrive.net. And oh, let me tell you what. Food and water, water and food, firearms, all the different things, NBC gear, all of the items. But you can get high-quality, long-term storage food of the organic type, the 40-day, 40-night pail. You can get that. You can also, if you're using other items, and you're using other long-term storage food, or you're canning your own, like Lady J and the old stagecoach, Diane up there, or Cirilla, or any of a number of different people, Mina. You can figure out that you need to stretch that if you can. Because if we have a 3.5 year great tribulation, you might need 3.5 years of food. Or you're going to need whatever it is, you're going to need as much as you can get. And not everybody can afford all of that, but you can get what you can get, and you can ask the Lord Jesus to provide or to help get you with somebody who may have extra food, who you might be able to trade, perhaps guarding the house or guarding the farm or working in a garden a little bit and planting stuff for them in the garden. Staying up on a watch, because everybody can't stay up 24 hours a day every day. Oh, so ladies and gentlemen, that 40-day, 40-night pails, but you can also get the meal replacement powders, the protein-type powders, and you can get that wonderful Innerfood, E-N-E-R-F-O-O-D, Innerfood.com. Get it from Inner Health Botanicals. When you go there, you can order it right online. You can put in the comment box, you know, comment section there, put in there, Hawk sent me. Give me all the discounts. You also have all kind of other items that you can get, like the CBD oils and the different things that could be of tremendous value for health or if you're in pain. It's not the type of stuff that gets you high as a kite, but it's the type of stuff that will take away the edge of that ever-increasing pain and also provide other health benefits, depending on what you need or what's going on. But you see, you've got the ability to get the basic nutrients with the inner food or the meal replacement powders and then stretch your long-term storage food or your canned goods. Okay, ladies and gentlemen. Now, I'm going to say this also to you. Brother Quail, if you need gold or silver and if you've got your preps done, you got most of your preparations done, and you're saying, I'm looking at these bond market, the stock markets, these banks, all of these things, and the fact that there's going to be possibly bank runs starting in Europe and all kind of different stuff and all kind of undetermined black swans that can jump out of the woodwork, you know, like the world is already in a recession right now. The United States is doing better than others, and the reason it is because President Trump did the right things. But you see, those that own the Federal Reserve stock in the Bank of New York, Federal Reserve, and the stock in the other Federal Reserve banks, which are the money center banks in New York that are owned by banks in London and in Zurich and Frankfurt and Paris and Roma, okay? They're owned by the Queen and Rothschilds and the various people. Also, you would find some ownership points now probably out of Shanghai and out of Beijing and out of Riyadh, all right? They are trying to destroy the economy in the United States to take out President Trump, and it looks like, from what Alex Jones is talking about, I heard him today, that they're going to try to get rid of Trump and Pence in March. Now, today, the stock market was way up, but I'm going to tell you, I'll just give you a few things. If you look at the numbers and you parse them out, 24,706.35 on the Dow. Well, 2 and 4 is 6. And then you put a slash there, 706. Well, that's 13. And then you got 0.35, well, that's 8. Well, you know what you read that as, don't you? 6 is the 13th of the, you know, of the 12 disciples and the 13th. And then he is God. Okay, that's the 8. That's the author. Now you say, well, Hawk, that's crazy. All right. But then you got, it's up $336.25. So if you go 33, well, right there, you've got the 33rd degree, okay, and then a 6. So 3 and 3 and 6 is 12. That's 2 sixes, okay? And then you got 2 sixes, and then you got 0.25, well, that's 7. Well, you got the 6 or the 33rd, the 33, the two sixes, plus the other six from up above, you see. Well, then the 7 is the Savior, you see. That's the new Messiah. The little G God, Lucifer, scumbag, trying to come in and counterfeit what Lord Jesus is. Now, the NASDAQ. You got 713 and a 5. Well, here you go. You got the Messiah is the 13, and you got the 5, which is always funnier because the 5 is the death. That's the Div 5. That's the of the FBI, the secret killing goofball counterintelligence part. It's also the fifth directorate of the old KGB, which was the wet work. And then the S&P, if you look at them and parse it out, you got 2, 13 is 8, all right? So you got 7, 13, 5, all right? So that's the death of the old, and then you've got the second 13, or the new 13, which we talked about up in the other, which is Lucifer, you see? And he's now the God. He's now the 8. That's the authorship of that stock market and the AI and the crap that's running it. Get your money out of the markets, out of these banks, because the money in the banks, they consider you loan them that money. That ain't your money. And then they, you're going to have to stand in line if you want your money or your interest. You see? And you say, well, I'll put it in my safe deposit box. Oh, no, you won't, because they will not let you into the safe deposit box. You remember when I wrote the deal out, Brother Quayle had the information from somebody who actually wrote the letters about the bank holidays. I'll dig that out maybe next week and try to read that again, because that could be important. But you might want to get you some gold or silver, and you might want to call Brother Steve Quayle at 406-586-4840. 406-586-4840. Tell him Hawk sent you. And if you want to keep old Hawk in the game, and I hope you do, anything is most needed and most welcome. It can be Federal Reserve notes, could be silver, piece of gold, silver quarter, silver dime, you know, whatever, or check or money order. Send it to Hawk, H-A-W-K, 3965 West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. Hawk, 3965 West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. And may Lord Jesus return it to you 10,000-fold and bless you. But going back here to this deal in 1968, I found a piece of paper. And this approximate. Well, back then, if you worked 40 hours a week, back then at $1.60 an hour, that was $64 a week. Times 52 weeks a year, that was $3,328 annually. In 2013, which is when I originally figured this, the same $1.60 would be $10.75 per hour. Well, that's more than the minimum wage now in most of the country, although some places $15 an hour. But at $10.75 per hour, that's about $430 a week, times 52 weeks is $22,360 per year. So to be equal to the minimum wage in 1968, in 2013, and that's 5 years later now, so it's got to be much more. In order to equal that, you would have to make $22,000, $22,360, to be equal to the $3,300 in 1968. Now, if my dad made $20,000, let's say, well then, let's just call it, you know, 11, make it easier to do, then that would be about 11 times 20. Well, isn't that about $200,000, something like that? To be equal to that $20,000 my dad made in 68 when we were middle class. Not upper middle class, not poor, not working class, and certainly not rich. You had clean clothes, good food, had one newer car, usually a year to 2 years old, and then my mom usually had another car that was a few years older. And you had your baseball bats and your new jeans, and you got your school clothes at the beginning of the year and a new coat and, you know, new pair of shoes and all that bit. Maybe you went away to a week's vacation, you know, maybe a little longer, but you know, or you went to different things during the year, but let's say maybe you went for a week away and you went to some place where it was one of those old touristy cabin kind of motels at a lake somewhere, you know? So I'm telling you, this thing can go real easily go south. So you got to try to do the best you can. And put back anything you can in terms of food and stop putting it into the stupid bank where you get 1%, you know, interest. Yeah, keep some in your checking account to write your check so that you, you know, don't have to always get the money order or something like that. But by golly, cut some out for yourself, you see, and put it into something you can eat, something that you can purify water with, something that you can put fire down range and protect your family and your home from the hordes of people who are going to come. And why are they going to come? Wars, rumors of wars, famines, pestilences, earthquakes in diverse places. All kind of people going to jump out of the woodwork. You turn off the food stamps and the SNAP programs and all the stuff. You turn out the lights with an EMP. Brother Steve Quayle and I were talking about that today, that, you know, China and Russia are still buying gold and still buying all the stuff. And China just pumped up their, you know, with liquidity into their thing. They, in other words, they did what the Federal Reserve has been doing. They just wrote themselves a bull crap check, put it into their, you know, the ones and zeros into the computers. Everything's fine, you see. And the fact of the matter is, the United States government, Congress has the right to coin money and regulate the value thereof. Why do we need to borrow it from a doggone bank and pay the bank interest? Now I'm going to tell you what, ladies and gentlemen, President Trump has picked the wrong attorney general. I told you that last night. William P. Barr is allegedly the bag man for the CIA, and he's there to sit on the thing so nothing gets out about the Clintons, nothing gets out about the Bushes. And allegedly he may have made some deal, or Trump thinks he made a deal with him, or Trump was assured that he would have no problem. But the father of all lies is the devil, you see. And his best friend, one of them, is Mueller. So, that ain't right. So either Mr. Trump is naive in certain things, not dumb, but naive, or they got him by the short hairs, or they got his kids by the short hairs. So, I heard Alex Jones and Roger Stone talk today about beware of the Ides of March. And they're going to try to pin something on in the Congress on Trump with Rush collusion so that they can invalidate the election and try to install Pelosi as Speaker of the House next in line in there, but to get rid of Trump and Pence at the same time because of an invalidation, you see. And then she could then appoint Hillary Clinton as vice president. And then Hillary, you see, she could then even step down, I suppose. And Hillary could become president. Now that sounds like a farcical thing, like a funny goofball scenario. But that is possibly what they're trying to do in this Looney Tunes, don't ever use the word progressive ever again. Looney Tunes, communist, democratic House and Senate, the Communist Democratic Party. And if President Trump doesn't go after Google and Amazon and all the giant tech guys and direct his Department of Justice to go after them for antitrust, particularly the ones that have already cut the deals with Red China, because Obama got rid of the ownership that the United States had in the backbones of the Internet and World Wide Web and basically gave that to foreign entities, which then that became China. And if they don't go after Uranium One with Hillary, which also involves Mueller and Hillary both of them in collusion, allegedly, with Russia. Mueller allegedly took the documents on a secret plane for Hillary and the Uranium One to get them signed over in Russia, which gave away the uranium supply, a large portion of it, of the United States. And then declassify the FISA court stuff. Let's get Strzok, Page, Comey, Baker, Orr, Ms. Orr, all the different characters, and put them in the hooscow and drain this dadgum swamp. I'd put Clapper, I'd put Brennan in there as well. But you see, that probably ain't going to happen. And all this wonderful Q business, how, oh, they already got the warrants for 56,000 of these pedophiles, and they're warming up the old Guantanamo. Brother Quayle called the guy who used to be the head of it, the general who was head of Guantanamo, the jail, the prison there, the stockade. He said, ain't no way any of that stuff is true. So get off of this Q crap. Get some of your money out of your bank or out of your stock funds or out of your this or that and put it into something you can eat, something you can purify water with, warm boots and coats and gloves for your kids. Because if we go in with some volcanoes and you got the Maunder minimum or a mini ice age or a full-blown ice age. Now, that is what we're looking at. And I would read Matthew 24 and Luke 21. I'd read that to the kids, you know, or to your family. Read it at the dinner table. That would be novel, wouldn't it? And make them sit there until you get done with it. And then explain why you're reading it. And then tell them that Matthew 25, which you should also read, tells you to be prepared. Now, if you can get them to sit through three Bible verses or three chapters of the Bible, boy, you're probably doing something just phenomenal. But I would give it a try. Because I'm going to tell you what. There's power in the blood of Jesus. There's power in the blood of Jesus. And all those people who are sitting out there in California and you're getting, you know, 6 foot of snow or 5 foot of snow or whatever, I pray that he will protect you from evil and from getting buried in that snow up there in the Sierras. And oh, I'll tell you what, ladies and gentlemen, pray that your flight be not in winter, right? I don't know when it's coming, but I can see the signs. I can sense the season. Can you? Can you? I hope you can. Because the devil has been thrown down, and he's down here, or will be here shortly, as the fallen angels and their minions, the hybrids, and the demons that are now being put into machines. And you remember years and years ago, like maybe 2004 or 5, I told you I had a waking vision of like in a underground area or underground cave or underground type facility with high ceilings and stone walls, maybe like a limestone area, and was an upright reptilian looking at me, you know, from across the room. And standing there was like a 7.5 foot, 8 foot tall, long blonde haired guy with big muscles, like a big wrestler or big muscle man, okay? But the thing had dead eyes and it was not animated. It was a big muscular deal. And then I can recall vividly that the reptilian laughed, one of those kind of laughs, and said, "Wait till you can see what this one will do." And he gave the name of one of the mighty men of valor. And he said, "Wait till you see what this one will do against him." And then he like pointed his finger at this big clone or hybrid goon, which then came awake, but the eyes were dead and soulless. But the muscles were huge. I mean, like 8 feet tall, hybrid looking, you know, humanoid, long blonde hair, kind of a in gym shorts or whatever. And he put that thing through close order drill. Bup, 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 turn, bup, 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 turn, bup, 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 you see, going back and forth. And then that stupid reptilian just laughed and cackled. And I told him, I said, "There's power in the blood of Jesus. I do not fear you or any of these things. Because when you know where you're going to go, and if you're going to have everlasting life with Lord Jesus in heaven. And how do you get that? Well, you repent of your sins, ladies and gentlemen. You repent to Lord Jesus and ask him to come into your heart to be your Savior. And when you do that and you believe on him, you will have everlasting life with him in heaven. If you are to lose your body, to shuffle up the mortal coil on this planet or in space or on the sea or wherever you're at, remember, he told you, and not a hair of your head would be hurt, because in your patience possess ye your souls. So don't give them away. Don't give in. Never give up. There's power in the blood of Jesus. And you fight to the doggone last straw. You know what I'm saying? To the last round. And then you can go to your knife fight and your hand-to-hand and using your weapon as a club, you see. Like the old neck biters, the Dutch Marines that were the last defense of the big city there, you know, in Holland, when the Nazis were coming in and they were under a railroad-like bridge or what have you, the neck biter brigade. And they poured out all the lead they could on the Nazis. The Nazis kept coming, and they kept killing them. And then they just used their rifles and their bayonets, and they fought them bayonet and rifle butt. And then they started clubbing them until the rifle butts broke, and they went hand-to-hand with knives or whatever they had, and hand-to-hand, and then finally, as their arms were wearing out from slugging the Nazis and trying to kill them with kicks and punches, they started grabbing them in bear hugs and biting the Nazis' carotid arteries out. The Neck Rider Brigade, don't ever give up. There's power in the blood of Jesus. Stand for him. Stand for your family. Stand for your Bill of Rights against all of this evil that's going to come down the pike. May the Lord Jesus protect you against all evil. Strengthen you. Mighty men and women of valor, use the technology you have to strengthen both. It's some very. You might kick that gorgeous dam. You might bite up that chica so trust me. Nicky LaFleur. Use that option, baby. Use the freaking band tank feet. Watch out for the blood red wolf moon coming up this weekend. Watch out for the I don't know. That could be very well a sign in heaven. But watch out for and also declare a state of mercy. Good night.